Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
It's always been amazing to me how God can take someone whom we might not see potential, and God can use them in a mighty way. He saw the potential in a little deaf boy being raised on a Mennonite wheat farm and brought him to the place that he's harvesting souls instead of wheat and training those souls to get involved with the harvest set before us. I want to share the story, a wonderful story, about Reggie and Kim Rimple and Harvest Deaf Ministries. They have the Harvest Baptist Church of the Deaf. They have Harvest Deaf College, Harvest Christian Academy of the Deaf, Harvest Outreach, and the Deaf Youth Camp. So let me tell you a little bit about that story. I love to share what God is doing in the lives of people. And this story is told by Kim Rimple, Reggie Rimple's wife. And she begins, Reggie Rimple was raised in a small Mennonite village called Rosenort in the province of Manitoba. Reggie's grandparents migrated from Europe in the early 1900s, and their pioneer work ethic was carried down through the next several generations. His parents worked a hog and wheat farm, and at the age of 8 or 9, he was already driving a tractor, helping on the farm. However, there was one obstacle, his profound deafness. He and his older sister were the only two deaf people in the entire village and what seemed to them the whole world. Reggie and his sister had to be sent to the city of Winnipeg for school. His parents paid a family to keep him during the week. However, he was able to go home to the country on weekends. Mondays were excruciating as Reggie would have to be pulled away from his mother as she walked him into the school and left him for the week. Reggie's sister, only a year older than he, fostered him. She scared away wolves and bad dreams and led him to the public bus stop where they would be taxied to school each day. This was hard for his parents, but the doctors assured them that not giving up farm life would one day pay off, and it did. Because as one walks the small campus of Harvest Deaf Ministries in Ringo, Georgia, he sees the Mennonite work ethic and the handiwork all throughout the campus. As a teenager, the influence of Reggie's peers and the philosophy of the state school began to influence his life. His parents became concerned. His sister understood salvation, but church was just a terrible, boring place to Reggie since there were no interpreters. Each week they would sit in church and try to read lips to no avail. His parents prayed that God would provide something that would allow them to share the gospel with him. Then they heard about the Bill Rice Ranch, a camp for the deaf in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. In order to get him there, they drove Reggie and his sister to Minneapolis, where they would ride a bus to camp with a group of deaf from an independent Baptist church. The trip would be a total of about 30 hours, but it was worth it. When they arrived at the camp, Reggie understood the gospel for the first time at age 16 as he saw a preacher share it in sign language. All the pictures his mother had shared in devotions and the ones that he had seen but not understood in Sunday school made sense now. He was a sinner, but Christ died for his sin. He literally ran to the altar that night and made Christ part of his life. He realized the need for other deaf like him back home who did not know Christ, and as a result, Reggie felt the Lord calling him to preach. And after graduating from high school, he went to Tennessee Temple University to train for future ministry, and there he met his wife, Kim. Well, that's the beginning of a great story, and I look forward to sharing more of their story with you the rest of the week.
You have been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI at P.O. Box 9215, Chattanooga, Tennessee 37412, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.